And I'm not saying anything new to anyone listening to me or has listened to me and that's doing the proper study or has done the proper study. The United States of America has been overthrown long ago in the post-founding father Lincolnized war of terror era transformation to the future that they want and the governance assault that is being foisted upon us is merely one of the last iterations to the more perfectus union globally. If you thought sustainable development was UN out there, no, this has been promoted by the United States, as I've been telling you repeatedly. The EPA is one of the pillars of that. And don't forget the UN building is in the United States. It's a tool of the United States. So you're hearing the more perfectus union globally right here out of the mouth of the chosen and undue influencers. And I don't know how to show this takedown any better, the way they're doing this, in this one article as well, and moving this through as I've been talking about it. And I certainly don't know why people continue to allow this threat to continue and blindly trust the plan or the pact for the future. They've never been told about it all, or by undeciphered coded messages as they promote the very political schemes and scammers and administrations of those schemers and scammers that got us here at warp speed even. Right, Snagglepuss? Can I reread that before for more clarity as restated from the article? Can we read this into the chosen influencers on top of this? So being so bold as to condemn the head guy at the UN, Guterres. Zionist-loving, Zionist-warmongering, genocide-committing, having the duty to see and stop violations of international law or of which would cause a violation to congressional appropriations in the committing of war crimes, the repeat global terrorists, and the American citizen it's killing, Blinken says, and was launching this and other initiatives, quote, to harness the rapid advancement of artificial intelligence to advance sustainable development globally. Who else does he support? Who else does he speak for? Who does he speak to and for and not go to the Congress? And you tell me that which Congress critter, governor, judicial member, or other government employee does not wholly, no, not wholly, like a church, wholly support the Zionist Federation political movement. Another element of this takedown of America or sustainable development or both. Who? There's only a couple. It's pretty fascinating. And if they're not one, they are the other. Whoever they is, they aren't enough to stop this nationally if you don't locally, and for all the support this broadcast and this network does not get, this is one, if not the only broadcast and networks explaining how to go about doing that locally, where you is, globally. Review my coverage of, and before, actually, the existence of the Great Kobe Swindle. And that lack of support by most of the thousands of listeners of this broadcast, even to buy a cup of coffee for the admin crew and their costs for all the hard work that they bring 24/7, is becoming a sore spot to me after all these years as I've been thinking here about that 20,000 issue and the lack of support to be the separate statement and truth and source that it need. I can't see how it's not needed in the world. So I'd ask again, please find the donate buttons on reallibertymedia.com or donate to the glorious elixir of life, I suppose. You can go to https://ko-fi.com/real_liberty_media. Please donate. Give Sound Mind something to put together for us that allows this word to counter these big tech companies that are coming to take people down, and they don't even know it. Help us get the message out in a much bigger way than Grimner even envisioned. And this was the thing that excited me when Sound Minds and decided to take this on. Clean up the white elephant and make it go somewhere. And that's all done so more people can hear how help themselves as the they and their cohorts destroy our way of life and lives. Or they're trying to reach the population reduction goals that they're trying to go through. As we see them poking the bear, trying to move on to things like nuclear war for that nuclear winter because global warming. And I hope you did find that Threads movie and familiarize yourself, I trust. I hope so. So this does not end with the last Ukrainian or the last Iranian or even the last Russian. I'll put the link in the Threads, in the Threads movie link at the archive.org site. Watch it. Familiarize yourself. Get yourself on over to https://ko-fi.com/real_liberty_media. Please donate. This week kind of put an imperative in my mind. All the interactions and no support. And I don't say no in disregard that support we have had. I thank you very much for all of that. But trying to move this thing forward, when you see people like Assange going down with the global scrutiny on him, and he comes out with the same answers I did for my oppression in my little way. I told you, you start seeing people who go through the same experiences coming to the same truths, and you've never met them. You're standing shoulder to shoulder with people looking into a stinking abyss. And the question is, do you want to slide in or do you want to stay out? So I have another, I'll have that link to the Threads movie on, it's on archive.org. That's for the nuclear winter problem to cure global warming. That's how these psychopaths think. And they're using big tech to do it. And people embrace that and pay for that, pay for their own enslavement while this is all going on. It's just a fascinating dynamic, I guess, if nothing else.